This will be the last action of what's ending to be a disappointing night, Declan.
Yeah, disappointing night, disappointing season, and we're ending with disappointing performance. Yeah, the players have worked reasonably hard, and you know they just lack real energy and quality, and UCD have been better overall in the night, and fair play to UCD now, they've got a chance to playoffs, but that won't be a given either, because Waterford or Galway will be big staring opposition for UCD, but tonight they've been better than Hearts and they deserved a victory in 3-1, and maybe the scoreline's a bit strong, and but Harps have huffed and puffed without any real quality, and overall the performance just wasn't good enough tonight.
Yeah, well, the full time whistle has gone then, and it's UCD who have taken all 3 points, and as you can imagine, they are absolutely thrilled with that result, punching the air with delight. Some of the players down there after they defended that corner, ball was cleared, and the match referee Neil Doyle blew for full time. And well, that's a pretty muted reaction from the home supporters, who now see their team relegated back into the first division, and that's despite the fact, Declan, remember that they actually went in front in this game on 28 minutes when Conor Tourish headed them into the lead. It was a scrappy enough goal from Regan Donlan's free kick, but the fact that UCD were able to draw level what within 20 seconds of the restart, Mark Dagnan with that wonderful strike, it almost put Harps back on the back foot straight away.
Yeah, it was. And that, normally you would say, after scoring, just keep it tight now for 5 minutes, but we never got that opportunity. The ball bounced and he took a strike and struck it very well. Probably wasn't closed down quick enough. I would have question marks about the goalkeeper. I think he could have moved his feet a wee bit quicker and get his body across a wee bit, but let's not take it away from the quality of the strike. It's a really good strike. And straight away, within 30 seconds, you mentioned it live on air, 30 seconds, and they level one each without actually doing anything. So we never got a chance to get a hold of the game after going one up and enjoy the fruits of that one. We never got it. And to be fair to UCD, they had a good ploy. The two midfielders sat in there. Sean Brennan was excellent in the first half and controlled things. Ed McCaffrey just sat in there, and he was very good in the second half. But they just sat in there and controlled things, and they kept possession of the ball. And every time they broke the transition, they were very, very good. And that second goal we give away was from us attacking right on their edge of the 18, and Ryan Connolly lost it. They broke very quickly down the left hand side. Lonigan had plenty of time, came inside, we didn't squeeze him enough, and he slotted into the far corner. The third goal was a penalty kick for Lonigan, good finish, but the big question mark is, the referee was in a good position. He was giving it for a handball against Conor Tourish. I know there was distance there, his hand didn't seem to be out that far, it looked a bit harsh. The players protested, obviously, but without any avail, and the referee Neil Doyle pointed the spot, and to be fair to Tommy Lonergan, he came up and stepped and just kicked it, just chipped it down the middle, and 3-1, and well deserved victory, and we wish them well in the playoffs.
Yeah, those goals from Lonergan scored on 72 and 78 minutes, two goals in the space of 6 minutes, and it meant that Harps were never really going to get back into this contest. And I'm just watching down in front of me now, the Harps players, credit to them, they're going round the pitch and applauding the supporters who have stayed on, quite a number of them stayed on to give their players a round of applause before they head to the dressing rooms. And this is because this is the last home game of the season, and Harps, while they are relegated, they still have a match next weekend. They'll approach that one with I'm sure the right attitude, a game away to Drogheda United, a Drogheda side who have lost the night themselves, well beaten at Shelburne by 5-0. But Declan, after you approach these games with so much hope, but I'll tell you, it was a flat performance, wasn't it? The Harps never really got into gear, and UCD deserving winners.
Yeah, absolutely, and that was the worrying thing, and it was about delivering. Tonight's about delivering a result. It's delivering a really good performance, a real attitude, real tempo, playing the front foot, and we never got any of that tonight, and never really gave it a chance we didn't create too many chances. I think technically we're very, very poor. Phases of play is something we don't seem to work on too much, because it doesn't seem to happen throughout the whole game, and some players just don't know what the other players are going to do, and it's very, very evident there today. And that performance was really, really poor for a team that needed to win or at least get a draw tonight, and you're expecting more. And I was involved in these kind of big games before, and regardless regardless of what team or who we're playing against, we got attitude, we got hunger, we kept on going and we kept on working to the very end. And tonight I didn't see that. I seen a team that was very, very flat, and that's the most disappointing element for me.
Okay, Declan Boyle, thanks for your co-commentary tonight and for your help all during the season. Gavin Cullen has been on co-commentary as well, as has Keith Cowan, as always appreciated. That's the last home fixture of what's been a long and relentless campaign. As I say, Harps will finish next Sunday evening with an away game against Drogheda United, but unfortunately they have been relegated tonight. That's because they've lost out by 3-1 here against UCD. My thanks to you for listening. Thanks to Marty back in studio for holding things together. From myself, Jeremy Doherty, have a very good evening.